Valley Sounds.
Greetings and welcome into Valley Sounds from 89.3 WLRH Huntsville Public Radio. This is where you can catch the show in real time on terrestrial radio every Saturday night at 9. Otherwise, you can find us at WLRH.org, on the new WLRH mobile app, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Valley Sounds is a collaboration with local producers and other Huntsville podcasts to spotlight original music being created and performed here in the Tennessee Valley. Coming up in tonight's show, like I said, Midnight Michael's interview segment is going to be with James Irwin. I'm going to have some music from groups performing around town, including the Go-Go Killers, the Sweeplings, Them Damn Dogs, and the Motives. And JQ has some local favorites to get the show started, from Sex Clark 5, Jessica Baker, Kenita Rogers, Heel Turn, and others. Let's get that segment started, and this is Heel Turn with Enforcer.
This is your girl, JQ. You're listening to Valley Sounds, and that was Heel Turn with Enforcer. Welcome to another local favorites. Tonight, we're going to hear from a variety of different artists. And up next on the playlist, we've got Brandy and Jerry Combs. This is Shine For You.
When you left to find your fortune, you promised to send for me. When you build for us a grand home on land far as I could see, if you find your pockets empty and the dust in your pan don't shine, find your way back home to me, love, and together a treasure we'll find. Don't let the sirens call you farther than the strings of your heart can stretch. Don't let the gold that shines torment your mind. Let me shine for you instead. Let me shine for you instead. Thank you. a fair one. You and me in a place we can grow. The only treasure I need is your heart, love, and a family to call our own. Don't let the sirens call you farther than the strings of your heart can stretch. Don't let the gold that shines torment your mind. Let me shine for you instead. Let me shine for you instead. Let me shine for you.
That was Brandy and Jerry Combs with Shine For You. We're right in the middle of a local mix. And remember, we still need your music. As long as it's original music, it's clean, non-explicit, and it's from the Tennessee Valley right here in the Huntsville area. We want your music. You can submit to WLRH.org or directly to JQUENOW@gmail.com. Up next on the playlist is Sex Clark 5. This is Saint Barbara. That was Sex Clark 5 with Saint Barbara. Did you know that the NPR Music Tiny Desk Contest is happening now? Yes, unsigned Tennessee Valley musicians should submit a video of an original song they've performed behind a tiny desk. Listen, you can catch more information and find out all the details at the WLRH Facebook page. Up next on the playlist, we've got Jessica Baker with Ashes.
Tearing myself into pieces, how much can I take? Losing myself, this image fading.
Oh,
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. That was Jessica Baker with Ashes. You're right in the middle of a local favorites mix, and this is your girl, JQ. You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville. Up next on the playlist, we've got a new release from my girl, Adia Andrews. This is Everything.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey. I cried my last tear yesterday. The ship has came and sailed away. Something to me, ay, but we ain't always agree, ay, and to a certain degree, I was happy to leave, 'cause when I was your one and only, all you did was leave me lonely.
That was Adia Andrews and Everything. This is your girl, JQ, and it's been such a pleasure having you tonight in Local Favorites. Tonight it is my honor and privilege to close us out with a song that has been just released. Kenita Rogers featuring Noel Gordine. This is No Love. Thanks for listening.
Baby, you're my life. You're my love. Every time I hear your voice, I fall deeper in love. I'm a fool for you. Yeah. I cannot hide it. You make me break out the rules. Break out the rules. Ooh, I love the way you love me all the time. Love the way you make me feel so. So good when you touch me, I wanna cry. Now I know that there's no love.
There's no love, there's no love. There's no love, there's no love.
Like your love, your
shine like the rays of God. Every time I see your face, I'm so thankful. You're mine, all mine. I'm a fool for you. Our love will always endure.
Whenever
I'm insecure. When I'm insecure.
Love the way you love me on the
time.
Love the way you make me feel so
fly.
Feel so good when you touch me, I wanna
cry.
Now I know that there's no
Kenita Rogers featuring Noel Gordien and No Love. You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 WLRH Huntsville Public Radio. This is our weekly spotlight on music made and performed here in the Tennessee Valley. Next up on the show, Midnight Michael is going to have a chat with singer, songwriter, musician, drummer for the Microwave Dave group. I guess that's how you say it. Sorry, Dave. Microwave Dave and the Nukes, that's it. James plays with Microwave Dave and the Nukes. But anyways, James Irwin and Michael have a chat, and this is what they have to say.
What's going on, Tennessee Valley? Welcome to Like I Said with Midnight Michael, right here on 89.3 WLRH, Huntsville Public Radio. Like I Said is my monthly contribution to the Valley Sound effort to promote local artistry and talent with an interview. This month, I had a great sit-down with Jack of All Trades, James Irwin. And of course, if you miss anything, you can download this and other Valley Sounds episodes at WLRH.org using the WLRH app or whatever your favorite podcast app happens to be. So let's go ahead and get into it. I guess a couple of months ago now, I was at a Lone Goose.
Well, that's Sunday Night Blues
One
Jam.
One Sunday Night Blues Jam.
That's
and
right.
I got on stage with this guy, him and Freddie Faust.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Felt
Matt
so
Ross.
Intimidated.
Oh, man.
What's his name, Matt Ross, the bass player?
Yes, sir.
Matt, what's up, Matt Ross? I love you. but what did we do that night? I can't remember. Every day I had the blues.
That's right.
Yeah, and I think I did okay. I think I did all right.
Just fine. At least as good as us.
I got to come back one night. But in the studio tonight, folks, I have... Singer extraordinaire. Don't laugh. I'm gonna get this right. Singer extraordinaire, songwriter, drummer, guitar player, good looking guy.
Oh yeah, you know,
cold tattoo on his arm. I just saw my man James Irwin. What's going on, baby?
How's it going? I'm doing well, man. Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Glad you could come through tonight.
Of course. Yeah. Hey, happy to be here.
So, if you remember Huntsville City, I played a song Saturday Slow several times on the show. It reminded me of something from the 90s.
Yeah?
I like to leave that. Tell people when I tell them about that song. Like,
I think I know which song it reminds you of, because it reminds me of it, too, now that I went back and thought about it. That song, Crush, I forget who the girl's name was that did it.
Wait a minute, hold on.
That might have been early 2000s, I don't know.
That might have been too out of my lane. I know what I'm saying?
It came on the radio, that's all.
I was in the rap at the time, hard. Don't even worry about it.
But yeah, it reminded me of the Wallflowers a lot.
Okay, I get Jacob Dylan a lot. I think it's that raspiness.
Not to compare you to him. No, it's not like that. It just puts me like, you know, when I'm watching MTV.
Yeah, man.
They play videos in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And I remember those videos, and when I heard the song, it took me there. You know what I'm saying? It really took me there.
I think that's
dope as an artist to capture an essence, even though you probably weren't trying to.
Not necessarily, but I was a teenager in the
90s. Yeah, absolutely.
And that to me was like the height of everything. Yeah. That's
hip hop, everything
really reached his
grunge and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, yeah. There was so much good stuff right then.
And let's talk about that. What do you think of the state of music now? As far as like compared to that, you know, because we grew up doing that era, we saw things coming to the, you know,
there's
like,
just no comparison. There's no comparison to what it was. Yeah. Although there's some good points about it's easier to get your music out there now.
Absolutely.
And like DIY is possible.
Absolutely.
But there's also some downsides to that because it's extremely flooded.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are people that don't play any instruments or sing that release albums now.
Right. Absolutely.
And so it's really easy to get lost in the mix of that. But, you know, you don't do it for any other reason than you're passionate about it. That's the reason.
So let's talk about how you got started, man. Like
what
got you into this, this whole thing of music?
Well, I've been obsessed with it as far back as I can remember. And I think I was 3 or 4 years old when I decided that's what I want to do when I grow up. And I don't know what it was, but Creedence Clearwater Revival, up around the bend, it came on the radio, and I start asking my mom and dad, what is this? Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with this. And so anytime we go anywhere, you know, I was getting a CCR tape, and I would sit in my bedroom and play my snare drum on the CCR, and I would dress up like John Fogerty, and I would build a mic stand out of my Duplos and then get my guitar, and which I didn't know how to play.
Yeah.
But I would
don't even worry about it.
But yeah, I just that's what I want. That's what I always wanted to do. And my parents both played music, so they were. I mean, they didn't even have to be encouraging. It was just there for the taking, you know. And when I finally got a drum set, my dad he'd set up his guitar and jam with me. And then when I got a little bit older, he'd get a gig for a country band or something like close where we lived, and he'd take me along and I'd be playing drums for him. So first gigs I were doing was as a teenager, playing drums and stuff, and then started trying to work solo gigs. I think the first solo gig I played around here, I think it was in the late 90s, and I was like 16 or 17.
You said an important thing. It was there for the taking.
It was there for the taking.
And that was my upbringing, right? There was a piano at the church. My grandma had a keyboard, and my aunts played and all this kind of stuff. It was there for the taking. Nobody ever said, hey, go do this. I figured it out. It's much like when I played sports. Like, it was kind of expected that I would play, but nobody, took me outside and worked on my jumper with me. It's just kind of, the ball was there. There was a goal. There was a park. Mm-hmm. I went to play, right? So it's a huge difference in getting something, right?
Right.
And earning something, right?
Because
you earned your talent in terms of, like, yeah, you probably had it in you, but to get to where you are, there was some work involved, right?
Yeah,
talk about that process and talk about how that trend made you into the person you are today, right? Well, as far as the artist and the businessman.
I shouldn't have been so hard-headed about it. And it was weird where I grew up, artists and music was all I cared about. And I used to draw a lot, too, when I was a kid. And I'm still at the same level of drawing I was when I was like age 10, but I was pretty good then. But like the school I went to, there were no arts or music at that school. At home though, that's music was at home. There was no YouTube. There was, I've listened to cassette tapes. That's what I had. Mm. And so, like when Nirvana hit big, I was obsessed with them and get every tape they have, which is usually like you know, recording a copy off of somebody else's Absolutely. Tape, or you ask for it for Christmas or
Shout
whatever.
Shout out to Maxell.
Then you Maxell XL2s.
Yeah, you go.
60-minute high bias. It's the only way to go.
Yeah, it's all good. We know what it is.
You know, you learn every song off there. And I think, and before Nirvana too, it was I got a bass when I was 9 years old. I decided I want to play bass, mm-hmm. and still, like, my all-time favorite band is Dire Straits. So I immediately start trying to learn Sultan's the Swing on the bass, on the bass line, and I'm sitting there playing them on two, and I'm like, yes, I am playing the exact notes that John Ilsey's playing right here. This is awesome. And then it just, but if I wouldn't have been so hard-headed, especially when I was a teenager, you know, I wish I would have went and learned from other people more when I was younger. When I got older, and not, you know, I was really fortunate. Like, the first guys I played with here in town were, like, they're ridiculously good players.
Gotcha.
Like, Jim Cavender was the first person I played with on a weekly basis. Gotcha. And he's ridiculous. And then from him, like, a year later, I was with, joined the Nukes.
Yeah,
I got to learn from all these guys, you know.
And Microwave Dave, shout out to Microwave Dave.
Oh, for sure.
Do you think you would be different now had you not had that, that therefore the taking mentality at home, right? Because I think, you know, that sounds like it really was formative in your
approach. It wasn't just the, you know, the instruments being there, you know, it was also, and we lived in, grew up, it was a small trailer, it was in the middle of nowhere, two older sisters, and mom and dad, and, you know, music was always around us. But not just having the instruments, but when, you know, also have, like, all these cassette tapes and
Absolutely.
Stuff. And you could hear a song or something on the radio, and, you know, I'd ask my dad or my older sister about it or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then they'd go find it. Oh, yeah, that's this.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah, yeah.
then I would take all, steal yeah. that tape, yeah. and I would be obsessed with it for, you know, however many months.
Yeah, but you're right, though. Like, you know, just the cherishing those things, right? And I think that's what's missing a lot from the music nowadays. There's nothing tangible that you can really cherish anymore. Yeah, people put out vinyl and CDs still, but it's not the
sure,
same.
They've made, like, a nerd culture out of it, but it's not the same as, like, when you've been hearing this song on the radio,
you can go to Walmart,
and you go to buy the tape, and you're just hoping that they have the lyric sheet in there so you can decipher what this guy what you've been singing on forever. Well, the album I'm doing right now, what we've been doing is we've been I'll cut the drums, bass, and one or two guitar tracks on tape, and then we'll last one we did all analog, and that was fun to do that. And it's
I thought you know Gus, right?
Yeah.
That's all he does.
And it
shocked me, and I was like, oh, really? Nobody, you guys don't know, no Pro Tools, nothing? I was like, wow, okay, cool.
Well, we've been doing just the basic tracks on the tape and then dumping it over. And, you know, it takes me forever to get a usable vocal.
Gotcha.
That's just not my strong suit at all. So it's just for a convenient thing, you know, to do that and do the decorations on digital, you know. If I want to sit there and noodle over a keyboard part for 30 minutes, a lot easier on digital.
Yeah, and that's, again, the process, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're going to get back to your album real quick.
Sure.
Because I'm pretty sure you'll talk about this anyway, like, your process, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how that unfolds and informs, I guess, time frame, like when you're going to get it done, how you want to get it done, how you want to push it, that kind of thing. So tell me a little bit more about the album itself. Like, what inspired it?
Well, you know, just how it works for me is, so I did the last album, it came out in 2016, and then a little time goes by, and then one day a song comes to me, it's like, okay, well, I need to start recording again, and pile them up like that. And,
gotcha.
And I like to build stuff in the studio. Something will come to me, a song will come to me, and the melody will be there, and pretty much the production of it will be there in my head. But I like to get in the studio and start putting it down and then seeing what else kind of comes out of that. You know, it's fun to get to do that. People forget about performing. And,
absolutely.
You know, there's the whole talk about, you know, the Huntsville music scene is blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's like, like it's not as good as it once was. And in so many ways, it's not. And so in the late 90s, That's when I started, when I was around
yeah.
here.
Yeah, give me some history.
When I started to come around, sneaking into places when I was underage, but...
Don't worry about it, Huntsville City. He's grown now.
Yeah, you have, you
let
know,
that go.
We had like Big Spring Jam going on.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, I seen the Foo Fighters there. It was incredible. But also, like, if you went out to any of these places that had music, like, you didn't hear a solo artist or a band that wasn't pro level at
absolutely,
that time.
Yeah.
You know, I think when it comes to a local scene, it's up to the artist.
Yeah,
if you're not giving people something they want to go out right. for,
yeah, they're not coming.
If they hear a cover band playing the same covers that the other cover band did, that the other cover band did, and they hear sure the masses that like go out on the weekend who they'll be like, "Woo, I know that song," but you know the person who is really passionate about music, they're gonna be like, "Oh, great, they're well, I'm
another,
not
another cover band.
That's why I don't come out anymore."
Yeah,
so it's up to the artist giving people something that they would want to go and see
right.
is an important
thing. That's very important, yeah. And that's on the artist. You know, I'm a big fan of intros, especially, like, I'm a big, huge fan of 80s R&B, 90s R&B. Don't even worry about it. Huntsville City, I'm old. Do you have a top five list of favorite intros?
One of my favorites, and it has been since it came out, is Queens of the Stone Age Song for the Dead.
Gotcha, yeah.
With Dave Grohl on the drums, yeah. And that's... me, like a lot of other people that play drums, are like,
yeah, sit down.
Love that intro. Yeah. That's one of my favorite.
Hey man, come back and tell me. You can come back and tell me. That was a tough question. People be like,
that is a tough question, but man, that's a big part of it.
So cool, man. So again, James Irvin.
Jeremy, thank you for having me,
thank
man.
Thank you for stopping by. Got anything you want to plug? Any shows? Anything you got coming up? No, you have Voodoo Lounge on Monday nights, 9 o'clock.
That is a regular one, yeah, okay. Every Monday night. Right. Solo at Voodoo. Look for my band around town. I mean, at the moment, we're still called James Irvin Trio, even though we're a four-piece now. Yeah. My friend Aaron Wilson is now in the band playing.
I met Aaron at 805.
Yeah,
I didn't know he was such a bad boy.
He is. We've been working on some of his songs in the studio here lately, so he'll have some great stuff.
He gets
stuff.
On the bass. He's the keys. He started singing the other night. I was like, ain't even you sing?
Oh, man, he's great. So we'll probably be changing the name of the band before long.
Take over. What's up, Aaron? Take over.
We've got a few shows coming up in town. And, you know, we always do. We try to play at least two or three times a month. So just keep a lookout for us, and we will put on a good show
absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely. I've seen them. They're dope.
You'll enjoy it.
I sang with them. He killed me. All right, Huntsville City, thank you all again for joining me. I think I'm on next week. I may be on next week. If I'm not, I'll see you the week after.
One, two, three. Do-do-do-do-do. Saturday slow. Foot traffic was in every street. Nowhere to park your car. And you can never find an empty seat in a smoke-filled bar. Every now and then I look at the floor. Never anybody to ignore. I keep forgetting what I came here for. This may be all, but I want more. Do 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 do. It seems like everybody's out of place. For an unfamiliar face, but I'm someone they know. Lip static in an empty room, but getting out of the way. Sarcastic, maybe I am too. Thank you.
keep forgetting what I came here for. This may be all, but I want more.
James Irwin, backed with Midnight Michael in a live studio performance there at Midnight Michael's studio, and they're doing Saturday Night. It's one of James's tunes. He's in like three or four bands, I want to say. Next up on the show, we have a group that you can see performing in Priceville. This is a group called The Motives. This is their new song, Now You're Gone. You can see them perform March 7th at Highway 67 Roadhouse.
Takes me far away, yeah, it takes me far away.
That was the Go-Go Killers with The Hand. The Go-Go Killers are actually playing tonight, and there's still time to get down there and check it out if you are so inclined. They're at Shag Nasty's. There is a benefit show there for Chris Fanning, and Chris is, I believe, the bass player in Send More Cops, and he plays with some other folks, including Brad Posey from The Invisible City. But they're having a benefit for him, and Bleeker's playing Obed, Edom, Boozy, and Slewfoot. That's at Shag Nasty's tonight, and I'm not sure what the order of groups are, so you may still have time to catch some of those folks if you head down that way. Next up on the show, The Sweeplings. This is their song Change. You can see The Sweeplings perform an album release party March 14th at Tangled String Studios.
He got me in chains. He got me in chains for your love, but I wouldn't change. No, I wouldn't change.
Oh, no.
There's new music from Them Damn Dogs, I Wish I Was Dead. You can catch Them Damn Dogs with Local Brand and Coffee Black February 28th at Maggie Myers. You've been listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 WLRH Huntsville Public Radio. This is where you can catch the show every Saturday night at 9 p.m. And if you happen to have missed something on tonight's show, you can always get the show at WLRH.org, which is where you can find a playlist of all the music you heard on tonight's show. You can also grab this show and all of the shows with the new WLRH mobile app. And you can find the podcast of this show wherever you get your podcasts, including Spotify, Google Play, and iTunes. Big shout out to our musical guest on tonight's show, James Irwin, and our producers, Midnight Michael and JQ. Until next week, you stay classy.